USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday was day one of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump's state visit to the United Kingdom. Now, today is the second day, and after yesterday's pomp and circumstance, today is a day of diplomacy and trade talks. President Trump currently meeting with the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May and other advisors. Meanwhile, lots of protesters have turned out today, including the group that is flying the Trump baby blimp. They were granted a permit by London's Mayor Sadiq Khan, who says in a BBC interview of the president's visit,
"Just disappointed that the current president says the things he does and holds the views he does, but also does the things he does."
Mississippi River flooding in northeast Missouri approaching historic levels now. They say flooding has closed over 380 roads across that state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Historic flooding along the Mississippi River continues, especially in northeast Missouri. And the governor there, Mike Parsons, says something is different these days as these types of floods are happening more and more than they did in the past.
It's been one of the wettest springs we've had here. Lots of things factor. But I still believe that the states need to have a seat at the table to be able to discuss the management of both the rivers, the Mississippi and Missouri, that comes through our states.
Parsons yesterday touring the damage in several cities. His office says 28 levee breaches have been reported statewide, and the Mississippi River has crested to the second highest level in history in Hannibal and the third highest level on record in Canton. Meanwhile, a massive disaster aid bill is headed to President Trump's desk after a week of delays. The roughly $19 billion measure covering states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The Senate passed the bill before the week-long Memorial Day recess, but House members had already departed. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
More than 40 new cases of measles have been reported, and that brings this year's total of the cases of measles in America to 981, now the worst outbreak since 1992. The CDC is working with affected state health departments in an effort to control these outbreaks, but the CDC is also urging people to get vaccinated. They say that before the measles vaccine, up to 4 million people would get measles every year, and that led to 48,000 hospitalizations and about 500 deaths every year. California Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole for convicted Manson family murderer Leslie Van Houten. The state's parole board recommending parole for Van Houten, but Newsom overruled it. He commended the 69-year-old for her efforts at rehabilitation, but expressed concern that she could still be a danger if released. She was a 19-year-old follower of Charles Manson when she took part in the murder of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca in Los Angeles. This is the third time a parole board has recommended her release. And a screening of the gay marriage episode of children's TV show Arthur is happening after all in Alabama. First United Methodist Church Buckingham will show the episode where a teacher marries another man on June 15th. The screening being partially sponsored by the South LGBTQ Film Festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.